Awesome. Awesome blossom. Okay. I know. Okay. A couple of things, okay? We can either be warriors or we can be worriers. Worry. I have to admit, at times I worry. I get upset because it just seems like you're just stuck, the wheels are not turning, that you're going, why are all these things happening? Please be, let it be known that you go through your struggles, I'm talking about myself, you go through these struggles and tribulations and trials because that's when God is pressing down on you. That's when he's making that clay, just molding and molding us. That's how we learn, by going through our trials and tribulations. You think, well, when is it ever going to get better? As long as you breathe on this earth, we're going to have trouble. We're going to have trouble. Okay? Even Jesus was tempted by Satan. He kept going, hey, man, come up here. Look at all this. Look at all this high up here. And look, this can all be yours. No, I'm only going to follow my Father. Turn these stones into bread. You can do that. And you can, if you'll just worship me, I'll make it happen for you. No, I'm going to praise and follow my Father. We have to keep on the road and keep our eyes focused on the Father in everything we do. For example, you know, God always gives me things. We think things are way too small, or we think they're way too big. Scott and I was cleaning the church. This was like a month ago. And as I was cleaning the woman's bathroom, the toilet started shaking, the seat, you know, probably from my big butt sitting on it a lot. But anyway, it shook. You know how it does. I'm sure you do it all. So I went in to get a screwdriver that I knew where it was because I was going to tighten it down. I get in there, and I'm looking at it, and it's one whole piece that had been popped in there. There was no way I was going to get that unpopped. And I sit there, I was sweating, you know, it was just, ugh. I didn't want to bother Scott because he was doing other things. And I said, God, please help me. And I'm telling you, it came to my thought, look underneath. And underneath where those screws were on the inside was a screw that you tighten it up to make it tight. Now you tell me, I am not that smart. God did that for me. I got to tighten up a commode seat because God showed me. Even the littlest things, I tied it real tight. I felt so accomplished. I told Scott, I just tightened the toilet seat. And he went, okay. And I said, I was telling him about it. He goes, Jay, you do it underneath. I went, okay. Anyway, God, the least to the biggest, he knows everything. You know why? Because his Son has walked your walk, and he has stood where you're standing. He's been there. We've got to go through situations in our life to, number one, be more Jesus-like. Number two, let him create us into the image that he wants. And number three, showing discipline because he loves us. He loves us. We're going to go through struggles over and over and over. But instead of sitting back, Priscilla, I know, Lord, and being a worrier, I want to be a warrior. David's life in the Bible, not our David, David's life in the Bible would not have changed had Goliath not come in the picture. That moment, that presence of that giant and that courage of that man changed his life forever. Things that happen in your life that you don't understand and something pops up can change your life. And your trials or your struggles, whatever you want to call it, it will change your life. It will make you closer to God. We all need to be more Jesus-like. And that's what he's doing all the way. God can see when we're little bitty babies to the day that we die. Bob Barker died at 99 years old. Come on down, they said.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing. I don't know when I'm going to die, but I don't want y'all crying, but you can cry a little bit. But anyway, God sees the whole picture. He saw Brendan Winch's little bitty in her mama's womb to the end. He sees everything. We see today. We bring stuff from the past with us today, but we need to leave it in the past and live today to the fullest and let God create us the way He wants to, and our future will get more Jesus-like. Everything you go through, you can help somebody else. Helping somebody else. As terrible as it was, me having that abortion, I have had opportunities, many, many opportunities to talk to other people. And I know exactly what they're feeling. I know exactly how terrible and regretful they are. I know exactly the pain of what they're going through. So, what I went through or made bad choices, God can make good. In a blink of an eye, things can change and be better. So we got to hold on. Okay, there's only 9 of us coming. And now it looks like Cindy's not going to be able to come. It's okay. It's okay. If there's 2 of us here, 2 or more are gathered, God's here. Let's quit worrying about things. Let's be warriors. By His stripes we are healed. We are warriors at war. And we got to stand up and fight every day. And it's hard to fight. I know it's hard for Jim to fight because his apartment or house is hot, hot, hot. I know that. But he fights every day to get through it. There you see, he's always so positive. I just want to slap him sometimes. I'm kidding. I love you to death. But what I'm saying is, let's be warriors. Let's stand. Stand up for Christ. Stand up. In fact, I want everyone to stand up right now. You can do it. I know. Can we help you, Pastor? I know you can hurt. Everyone stand up. This April, stand up. Come on.
I didn't want
to stand up. Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't want to.
But thank you. Okay, now repeat after me. I am a child of the King.
I am a child of the King.
God loves me.
God loves me.
I have a purpose and plan.
I have a purpose and plan.
And with God's help, I'm going to do it.
And with God's help, I'm going to do it.
The enemy cannot touch me.
The enemy cannot touch me.
Because of Jesus' blood on me.
Because of Jesus' blood on me.
I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
I have a plan.
I have a plan.
I have a purpose.
I have a purpose.
Now, raise your right hand if you love Jesus. Raise your left hand if you like to eat. Now, have you ever been in a Southern Baptist church raising your hands? You just did. Okay.